preparing for the great feast. The houses and streets were festooned with boughs of palms. In the village church, Father Benjamin had put up an enormous palm tree, which the children were decorating with stars and candles.
Now there were only the yams left to grind for the Christmas dinner. Not that anyone felt like celebrating Christmas this year. There was a drought, and some people were saying that the great river had disappeared. Kumbai didn't believe that. The river will never dry up, she thought.
Kumbai called her mother. Would you take some water to Grandma and put it aside for her?
Of course, Kumbai said.
Don't be long, said her mother, giving her a gourd. We must be in church by 7.
All right, Kumbai put the gourd on her head and set off along the road.
Soon she met some workers on the way home from the mines.
Could we have a drink of water? Asked one of them.
Of course, said Kumbai.
Could I have some too? Asked a goat herd. Kumbai gave it to him.
A little later, Kumbai met Princess Sabina, the daughter of a tribal chief, with her friends.
Could we have some water to drink? Begged the princess. We're parched and my servants haven't yet come back from town with supplies.
Help yourself, said Kumbai. I'll get some more from the river.
Abina and her friends emptied the gourd. Thank you, they said, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, replied Kumbai.
She hurried across the fields towards the river, but the river had dried up.
Now what can I do, Kumbai wondered. I can't go to Granny's empty-handed. She walked across the cracked riverbed, thinking. I know, she said.